Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies and home of the five-star technician. They're online at cropmetcalf.com. I got to tell you, the boys want us to get into this topic. I'm going to say bad producing. Because what they want us to do is talk about the Popeye's sandwich coming out, the chicken sandwich, and how a lot of people are saying that this is the death knell of Chick-fil-A, that it's better than the Chick-fil-A
sandwich.
Well,
that's not true.
That's outrageous.
Why don't we have the chicken sandwiches in front of us?
It's a very good,
like,
it's
wouldn't
very good
that
point.
Be better producing than handing you a sheet of paper which says, hey, a lot of people love Popeye's better than Chick-fil-A now?
I mean, it'd be hard for me to eat this piece of paper. It's doable. It wouldn't taste very good.
I have to tell
good.
You, I'm not a big Popeye's guy. Now, listen, I've tried not to eat fried food for the most part, and I sound like old Ken Beatrice for the last
old
few
man.
Years.
I don't eat fried foods. I just don't.
But in the past, if I was going to go, like, fried chicken, I'm old school, and this is going to sound embarrassing, but I would just go to old Kentucky Fried Chicken. I was always Kentucky Fried Chicken greater than Popeye's. So I haven't been to Popeye's in a few years. This is the you're telling me this is the first time Popeye's has had a chicken sandwich?
Okay. Yes. They introduced the sandwich on August
12th. Does Kentucky Fried
12th.
Chicken have a chicken sandwich?
They've had versions in the
I'm
past.
I'm sure they do.
They
sure
have chicken one. Littles. They've
what
got a bunch
Popeye's
of things.
Like a stacker or something.
They've just been sitting on it.
Wow. So they've been perfecting, apparently.
Yeah, definitely been perfecting it. Yeah.
So this version, and if anybody's had it, 800-636-1067.
How long has it been out?
Chicken.
August 12th.
So, like, five days?
A week.
Chicken.
What's today? I don't
the 20th.
Know.
The 20th, Ricky.
8 days.
Features a buttermilk battered and hand-breaded chicken filet on a toasted brioche bun. Has pickles and either mayo or spicy Cajun spread.
So it sounds like choose. Every other chicken sandwich you've ever had.
Yeah, but people
what
are
makes
swearing
it
by it in this first week. Chick-fil-A has the toasted buttered bun, dill pickle chips, and of course the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, there's no lettuce, no tomato. It's pretty basic.
That's the Chick-fil-A sandwich that everybody gets, not the one that EB gets, because we learned he gets
grilled
chicken.
He's the weirdo.
You know what else they do, by the way? And I don't know if it's a new thing, but my daughter gets it. They do grilled nuggets.
Yes,
they do grilled nuggets too, yeah.
Which, again, that's what probably, the Bickles get.
They're probably outsold 8 billion to 1.
You need to know that Eric, a couple weeks ago, said he didn't know that people actually got the fried version or the crispy version. He thought everybody got
just,
the grilled
that's
version.
Just being, yeah. That's out of touch.
Yeah, completely out of touch.
Here's okay, the thing. I guess I'm the only one that's health conscious in 2019.
Here's the thing I'll say about Popeye's. There aren't many Popeye's.
No one has discipline in the world. Everyone says they want to go to the gym and they want to be healthy and they eat healthy and then they get fried food all the time.
Big fatties.
Who does that?
I do.
I try to eat somewhat healthy.
If I go to KFC or Popeye's, I get fried chicken.
It's not about the discipline of it. It's about just knowing that the vastly more popular option is the fried.
It's just not. It's just not in my house.
It's not in your wheelhouse.
Of course.
I just always get the grilled.
I've tried the grilled nuggets. I mean, they just don't compare.
You dip it in the Chick-fil-A sauce, and it tastes all the same.
What tastes better? Fried chicken or grilled chicken?
Fried,
of course.
I thought it was marginally better. I didn't think
I'm not even talking about a sandwich. I'm talking about chicken.
Yeah.
I do like Popeye's. Chicken. Look, I like Popeye's. There just aren't many. I think there is one in Rockville.
You don't like Popeye's better than Kentucky Fried Chicken?
I don't know that
Still
I've
different.
Done. I don't know that I've done like comparisons because I honestly, I don't think there was a Popeyes in Bowie when we were growing up. Okay, there was a KFC in Kettering.
There was nothing in Bowie when we grew up. Okay. Why would you compare it to Bowie?
I haven't had a wealth of experience with Popeyes. There wasn't a Popeyes when we were in college.
Lately, I can find a Holy Grail better than I can find a KFC. Those are started for me. They're disappearing.
Well, don't they still have that one on University Boulevard in Wheaton? I think they
maybe
do. It's like a KFC Taco Bell.
I have a KFC Taco Bell near me.
Yeah,
so all that's in my range. But anyway, I could see a sandwich knocking off. If Chick-fil-A is dubbed the number one chicken sandwich, I could see a sandwich knocking off because
nobody's
knocking off
Chick-fil-A. Have you been to their freaking drive-thru?
I understand
50 cars
that.
In there.
But if it's straight-up quality.
The brand loyalty is way too strong.
Maybe there's buzz.
No. The Popeyes can have a nice.
Is,
they could have. It could be 10 times better. It's not going to take
be
down
buzz,
Chick-fil-A.
But yeah, Chick-fil-A.
Are you kidding? It's the gold standard. I don't even get it.
Eric, let me tell you. Chick-fil-A will win out because you're right. The brand loyalty, they do everything right. The consistency.
Why do you think the show is so popular?
It's like the Nike of chicken.
Dude, it doesn't matter. Popeyes are a dump.
Chicken.
I'm with you.
What?
They're awful.
Yeah.
They're a dump.
Yeah.
But this chicken sandwich will change your life.
Oh, hold on. You have a review?
I had it last week when it came out. I went right to Popeyes before this whole internet buzz. I read the reviews last week where people were saying that it might
be
better.
So were you planning your life around the release of this chicken sandwich?
Last Friday morning, I ate at 6 a.m., and I starved myself until 3 so I could fully appreciate this chicken sandwich when I got there.
And why did you like it so much? You probably just like the sauce.
No, not the sauce. First of all, Chick-fil-A, it's a great chicken sandwich, but their spicy is in the breading. This Popeye's chicken sandwich is a massive filet, massive breast. It's perfectly tender, crispy. But here's the thing. Chick-fil-A loses you a little bit on the bun. The bun's kind of nubs at Chick-fil-A. This bun at Popeye's.
The brioche.
Remember,
that's what
bun.
I put. That's what I made my peanut butter and jelly that should have won.
Yeah, you're right.
Brioche
when I eat, you're going to laugh at me. When I eat a chicken sandwich, I only eat maybe one of the buns.
Chicken.
A lot of times I eat with just the lettuce.
Sure.
No
okay,
one does
we understand
that.
You don't eat normal.
I try to eat somewhat healthy. My advice is sugar.
Eric,
that's what I can't stop
it's
eating.
It's the best item in fast food in my
the
life.
The Popeye's chicken sandwich.
That's a bold statement.
But it doesn't matter. It's always going to be a 2 seed or 10 seed. It's always going to get it'll never get more than 5% of the market share.
Here's the problem
Chick-fil-A
with Popeye's.
Chick-fil-A is going to destroy it.
It really kind of depends on where you live. I mean, I'm not – this is the facts of matter. I'm looking at their locations.
Yeah.
Tons of them in Prince George's County.
It's just more urban, right?
There's hardly any in Montgomery County.
There's one in the
There's
old
one
town.
One right on 355. And if I was to go to one, I would go to that one. Right on Rockville Pike.
If I would still eat this item, it's their top item outside of the chicken category. The dirty rice.
Yes.
Their dirty rice is delicious, and I love it. I can't eat it anymore because it would kill me.
I don't even know. And when I go to Chick-fil-A, I just get the grilled chicken sandwich. Do they even sell, can you get a chicken thigh at Chick-fil-A?
No.
Like you can at KFC
I
or
think
Popeyes.
It's all breast.
No, they offer,
it's all just it's all, sandwiches. Yeah.
Sandwiches
Popeyes
and nuggets.
Has mostly
and strips.
Been yeah. bone chicken.
It's all white
fried
meat.
Chicken with bones.
Right.
But my whole point about Bowie and growing up is I've probably been to a Popeyes literally 5 times in my life. I just don't come across Popeyes, whereas
I just
KFC,
don't prefer it.
Hundreds of times.
I feel like their chicken, is it a little bit more spicy? It's definitely crispier.
They have a spicy version, too.
Yeah, too spicy for me.
Too much spice?
I don't get spice. Let's go to Ron.
Used to get spice for spice back in the day.
Well, that's a different spice.
Yeah.
It's a different
type of spice. Hot spice. The network.
Very scrambled.
Every pervert listening is laughing.
You need a black box for that.
Valdez like the hot spice.
Yeah.
That was his. Let's go to Ron, Prince Frederick. Ron, what's up?
What's happening, gentlemen? So I had no idea that there was this buzz about this Popeye's chicken sandwich, and I live in Calvert County, and we got a Chick-fil-A about a year ago in Prince Frederick, and then a Popeye's opened up recently in Dunkirk. So I'm driving north, just doing my thing, working. I decide to go in the drive-thru, get a chicken sandwich, blows Chick-fil-A away. Your guy there, your producer Grabby. Guy, whatever, he's on point. The chicken breast is so much bigger. The bun is money. My daughter she works with me a couple days a week. She was on a cleanse diet, right? She's watching me eat this chicken sandwich, and she's like, "That looks like the best chicken sandwich I've ever seen." And it was money.
Maybe
it
they need
perfect.
To do this strategy.
But that's fine.
Maybe they need to do this strategy. Wherever there's a Chick-fil-A, put a Popeye's within a mile. I'm telling you, Every time I've seen a Walgreens recently, there's a CVS across the street, or vice versa.
So here's what Chick-fil-A is going to do.
That's obviously the strategy of one of those.
Chick-fil-A, if they start seeing their market share carved into by Popeyes, it's just going to escalate into a chicken sandwich arms race where they're going to come out with a bigger and better version.
A chicken war.
Yeah, I don't see it happening. I don't see Chick-fil-A wavering on their ingredients or any of it.
No.
They have the original chicken. That ain't changing.
No, they're going to have the original and the spicy. They may have another one in the works.
An upgraded one?
Yeah, like a Popeye's chicken sandwich killer.
You act like McDonald's, the king of it all, doesn't add new menu items all the time.
Oh, all the time.
Let's go to Nate in D.C. Good point. Nate, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, pal. What do you think?
I'm the super fat boy that goes to the gym and then go get a double quarter pound with cheese after the gym.
Right.
I had it, and it's just like Cleveland Browns season this year. Overrated.
Ooh. Oh, you didn't like that Popeye
too
chicken.
Much hype.
Why?
You know what? I'm not going to totally trash it. It was okay at best, but not what. Oh, overthrow Chick-fil-A? There's no way in hell that's happening.
There's no way.
No.
No
it's,
way.
It's okay. But it's not.
That's what I think about Chick-fil-A, by the way.
Never worry about Chick-fil-A going out of business. Drive to the Chick-fil-A off of the exit on 95 in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
I've been there.
Or just substitute it for any other Chick-fil-A off of a major interstate. Couldn't be more packed. Both drive-through lanes completely packed.
In fact,
the one in Bowie, they knocked down the previous Chick-fil-A to build a bigger Chick-fil-A with a better drive-through, and it has the two lanes, and it's probably 30 cars deep
I've never seen anything more popular than Chick-fil-A. And they're a private company, right? You can't buy stock at Chick-fil-A.
That's correct.
They got to fix that. We got to all buy stock in Chick-fil-A. I've never seen a company do as loyal a business as they do.
It's crazy. I've never been to a Chick-fil-A where it's not completely packed.
In fact, I told you a story. I think I was in Fredericksburg recently. The Chick-fil-A line was like 50 cars. I was like, there's no way. And so I just went to Wendy's.
Right in the same parking lot.
Right next door to it. And there's nobody there. And I went to get... Now, apparently Wendy's is pumping out. Are they pumping up their chicken sandwich too now?
Well, they just wanted to get in it.
Yeah, they just got in on the social media thing.
They saw the ADs. They needed to make their grab.
That's right. Valdez, of course, piping in for Wendy's
because
he just didn't appear.
Yeah. I'm always open for another one.
Roy,
yes, you are.
Woods, who's been in studio comedian with us before, he tweeted Wendy's. He said, you better stay out of this before Popeye starts making a Frosty.
Let's go
That's
to
a good point.
Rob in Ashburn. Rob, what's up?
Guys, that chicken is the best thing around right now. That sandwich, they might not beat out Chick-fil-A for chicken, but that is the baddest chicken sandwich in town.
What do you love about it? What do you love about it? Everyone's going to go get one today.
Seriously, it's twice as thick as a Chick-fil-A sandwich. Okay, and I'm not talking about the breading. I'm talking about the meat inside that thing.
Right.
Just got to be careful. Tell them to go light on the mayo because they love to whack that thing with mayo. But otherwise,
that always
it's really
makes
good.
It good, though.
It makes it better. Also makes it probably 1,200 calories.
Very light on the mayo.
Right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
You know, I could do without the mayo.
Like I said, our producers.
I don't need OJ on top of my sandwich.
Why haven't our producers brought us the sandwiches so we have a taste
test? Can do a lot of things. We can't get Popeyes to open at 8 a.m.
I'm still working on getting EB's begging on air for you. It's just JP asking for it all the time.
Let's go to Don in D.C. Don, what's up?
Well, first of all, as I told you, producers, the sandwich has been in our area a little longer than a couple of weeks. It is definitely better than the Chick-fil-A sandwich. The Chick-fil-A sandwich is dry. The Popeye's chicken has flavor. The spicy is better. And also, you guys are kind of hoarding in on the pinata episodes on Chad Dukes.
Because?
No, that
they were talking about this.
Landfill's
fast food pinata.
Did he just do this? Did he just review the sandwich?
No, I think he did it
the week before last.
Well, good for him. We're not saying it's the first time it's ever been discussed in
the
history.
Punch.
We're talking about it.
Take a look at social media. Every person on the planet is talking about it.
Let's go to John in Fairfax. John, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Oh, yeah, man. How you doing, fellas? I had that sandwich the other day in Fairfax just on a whim, and I just could not believe how thick the meat was and how juicy and... It was just perfect, and I never go to Popeyes.
How did you stumble onto it?
Yeah, just stumbled onto it because, you know, let's face it, it's not the most healthy place in the world.
Right. Into it, EB.
Right, go ahead. But, so how'd you make the choice?
It was just, it was great. And I would say that was as good as the best burger I've ever had.
All right, John, I want to get into your thinking, though. So you never go to Popeye's.
Hamburger.
What led you to Popeye's?
I might go there once a year.
All right, so what led you this most recent time?
Because I went to the shopping center where the Popeye's is, and it was lunchtime.
Right.
And I figured, hey, I haven't had, you know, Popeye's in so long, and I'd seen the commercial for the sandwich.
Ah, the commercial got you.
So I thought I would go in and give it a try.
Advertising works.
Yeah, that's right. I saw the ad and thought I'd try it. And
thank you, John. Well, you know what?
You get a sign with it?
Wait, is it five?
There is one thing that I absolutely have always loved about Popeyes.
Yeah.
I got a side of onion rings.
Oh, you get sides of onion rings.
That sounds
like a delicious combination.
I get sides for that.
But good. Like, because Chick-fil-A has the waffle fries,
they
right?
They do, yes.
So,
correct.
Like, what's your side with the Popeye sandwich?
Well, you get to pick whatever you want.
See, their seasoned fries are a little bit selling.
They got a couple things.
Yeah.
I might have to make a trip to Popeye's.
I mean, how many people are going to go to Popeye's today?
Is the Popeye's in Rockville? Because there's
yes. It's a Popeye's right
by Arby's?
Yes.
Okay.
Right
see,
there.
See, what happens is I see that one, but I always go to Arby's.
I would often go to Arby's, too.
Just go to Popeye's.
I'm not a big Popeye's guy. It's way down on the list.
Yeah.
Way down.
I'd go.
They definitely
do. Do they do a grilled chicken sandwich?
Grilled chicken.
If you get the grilled chicken sandwich,
do they do a grilled version?
No.
They only came out with the fried.
I don't think they even bother with a grilled version.
Deprive yourself.
Their heads might explode if you ask for that.
Let's go to Tim.
They wouldn't know what to do.
Tim in Fairfax.
Blank.
Tim, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Good. Hey, I've had this sandwich a couple times now, and it is blows Chick-fil-A away. It actually. I used to love the Chick-fil-A. Oh, I still love the Chick-fil-A sandwich, but this thing makes Chick-fil-A sandwich seem like a McDonald's hamburger. You see these weak little pickles on the Chick-fil-A sandwich. This Popeye's one has these big, thick pickles.
Right.
I would go along with the previous caller who said they lay a little too much mayo on it, but
right.
Other than that, it's a game changer.
And
if we could
game changer.
How did you find out about it? The advertising?
Yeah, I go to Popeye's a lot for lunch, and I was there maybe about 3 weeks ago, and I saw it on the sign, and I was like, oh, they got a chicken sandwich, and then I thought, yeah, maybe I'll try that sometime. Then I heard the buzz about it, and then the next time I went, I tried it.
Hold up, Tim, chicken sandwich.
Can we play a new game?
Yeah.
Because we've done this in women.
Well, guess how much he weighs?
Yeah, how tall are you, Tim?
I'm 6 feet.
6 feet.
He's been twice. He's had two of them already.
He loves Popeye's all the time. He's a minimum 250. He's a minimum 250.
No, actually, I'm 200. I'm in good shape. Oh. I work out every morning, and I only eat crappy food on the weekends.
That's okay. Pretty good, then.
Good for
You're
you.
Doing better than me, then. Thank you, Tim.
Well played.
Thank you, pal.
All right. Join us next. We'll get back to the Washington Nationals, who've been on fire. They've won 7 out of 8. 13 zippy win yesterday. Jesse Dougherty covers the Nationals for the Washington Post. Joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. 8:45, your chance to score NASCAR tickets. 9 o'clock, comedian Bert Kreischer joins us. But join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is Jesse Dougherty, covers the Nationals for the Washington Post. What's up, Jesse?
How you guys doing?
Have you had a chance to have the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
I have not, but I've been hearing a lot about this. I think I'm going to need to. Are you asking if it's better than Chick-fil-A? Is that the question here?
Yeah, but if you haven't had it, you wouldn't know. That seems to be all of the rage beyond the Red Hot Nationals.
Yeah, I'll try. Next time I'm on, I'll be able to give you a definitive answer. Cause I'm a big fan of the Chick-fil-A sandwich. So
it's going to be tough to knock it off.
Well, absolutely, it's going to be really tough. I can't believe it, but hey. I'm seeing a lot of buzz, so we'll see.
Do you tend to get the grilled Chick-fil-A sandwich or the fried?
The original.
I get the fried, and I dip it in the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah,
or put some on. I mean, it's good stuff, man. That's hard to beat.
The only problem with it is the access. There's just too many people in line. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've turned away from it, going, "There's no way I'm going to wait in that 50 car line to get one."
That's true. Well, with all this social media stuff going on, Popeyes is about to do the same thing. So, right. I mean, be careful what you wish for here, because you're going to see lines out the door. I've been saying this to people the last couple of days. I've seen this stuff about this sandwich everywhere. Right. Everyone's talking about this sandwich, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
By the way, while we're on the topic of sandwiches, you are in Pittsburgh. Where do you stand on the Primanti brothers throwing fries on top of a sandwich Pittsburgh deal?
Out. Totally out.
I'm
a Philadelphia guy. I'm from Philadelphia originally, so maybe I'm just like, you know, anti-Pittsburgh in a lot of ways because it's very much a second-rate Pennsylvania city. But in terms of putting fries on sandwich, like, fries are fries, man. Like, I don't need that. It's hard to eat. Like, that sandwich is impossible to eat. By the end of it, you end up taking out the fries just so you can get the sandwich in your mouth. You have a sandwich and a side of fries.
Right.
Which is like, well, why did we even just pretend in the first place we were going to do anything else?
Right.
So, yeah, Primanti's, I guess it's a, you know, local delicacy, but out on that.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the Nats. They're just legitimately on fire here. They're scoring runs like crazy. The only sort of wrinkle here is their early rock in the bullpen has now faltered. They put him on the injured list. They say it's a knee. I think more than anything, the guy just needs a mental health break, maybe a physical break, too. How do you see this sort of playing out? We found it curious that Davey promised him his closing job when he comes back. But if Hudson saves four in a row and they're just not missing a beat, is he really going to do that? Make him the primary closer again? Or is it going to be more of a closer by committee situation?
Yeah, it's really tough. And yesterday in Pittsburgh, Sean said he sort of fully recognizes that he has to pitch better to earn that role. And while, you know, he appreciates the manager giving him that vote of confidence, he's like, well, I need to earn that. I need to pitch like a closer in order to be one. He's not wedded to it. I mean, I think he's the perfect guy to sort of do this with. He's not a career closer. Mm-hmm. He's been a setup man. He's been a lefty specialist. If you're going to mix and match somebody back there, and an ego too, I mean, just mixing that in, he's the guy. He's not going to. I think there are a lot of closers around baseball who, if you even consider pitching them outside the ninth, they would probably toss their glove and, you know, be out of the stadium, you know, before you even had a chance to put them in. He's not one of those guys. So I think in that regard, it's a good person to tinker with. I do not think he's like set, you know, penciled in, penned in as the closer the rest of the way. I think that's something you say to avoid having a storyline of, you know, him losing the job. At the same time, I do think he'll get a shot at it. I don't think he's going to come back and be a setup man, even if Daniel Hudson or Hunter Strickland has, you know, a really good week or whoever it may be. I think Sean will get a shot in that role. And if he's good, I mean, they'll ride that hot hand. There could be a lot of energy there. I do think that doing it in this stretch, in these 10 days, was really strategic and smart, too. I mean, obviously, it was spurred by the fact that he was terrible on Saturday night, and they didn't really have a choice. But
right. Your
four games against the Pirates, who are terrible, you have three with the Cubs. That's going to be a tough series. And you have two with the Orioles and two off days, and then the Marlins come to town. So if he could be good by the start of September, and when the Mets and Braves, you know, you play them, then you're in good shape.
So Joe Ross is cruising along last night. Then the comebacker gets him. Luckily, they dodge a bullet. X-rays were negative. What's the plan with him going forward? Any word on I'm guessing he's not going to miss his next start. What's the latest on Joe Ross?
Yeah, there were two sort of dodges of bullets there. I mean, X-rays were negative. Also, the ball missed his kneecap by a bit. And he was right below it. So if that hits his knee, that's a problem. And the fact that the guy is shin, it'll probably just be, you know, what they're calling a contusion, a big bruise, some swelling. They'll just have to wait till it goes down. I don't think he'll miss his next start, but at the same time, these things going to have a mind of their own. It's hard to know if, you know, what's going to happen. And I stay away from injury predictions. But the Nats have options there. I mean, they could you know, you either him or Eric Fetty next time through, because one of those guys is going to be bumped out of the rotation for Max Scherzer. It was looking like Ross had a stronghold on that spot. It was like no doubt. You know, last night was his fourth consecutive really good start. It's a shame that now that's a little bit, you know, in question because of the ball hits him in the leg. But other than that, I would say the Nationals should be really encouraged by the fact that, you know, one of those guys really took command of that, because Eric Fetty's been pretty good too. But I think if you were choosing between like the lesser of two evils in that situation, you probably are kind of like, man, this kind of stinks, you know. But Joe Ross really, you know, established himself, and that was really good.
Jesse, what do you make of this offensive explosion of late? I mean, it seems like any fly ball is going out, not just for the Nats. I mean, we all know about the juice ball theory, that sort of thing. I assume heat is playing a factor in some of this. But just speaking to the Nats specifically, what do you make of this recent offensive explosion?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, 43 runs in five games and 62 in five. And that's with, in the five-game stretch, that's with one two-run game. So, I mean, that's the math that has to be done there. But that's a lot of runs in four games, too. I mean, that's
right.
It's extremely impressive. And I do think that an element of this is the juice balls, the humidity, some of these ballparks or whatever it may be. But at the same time, if the Nats put up the best five-game stretch since 2007, they're using the juice ball currently better than anybody. And that's worth noting, because if you do sort of think about this as everybody on the same playing field,
right?
Adam Eaton got his 11th homer last night. Mavs has his 20th and 59 starts. I mean, guys are clearly hitting home runs at an exorbitant rate in a way that they never have. But if the Nats are taking advantage better than anybody, that still is a really good sign for their offense. It's, this team is clicking in a lot of ways. They're sort of making the closer problem mute at the moment, because they're not even, you know, setting up save opportunities. And, I mean, they're going to cool down. This is not sustainable. But 13 runs in four of your last five games, I mean, that's a hell of a way to come out of that Mets series where you seem like they were kind of sliding downward, and now they're just like, you know, no, that we're still very much here. And I thought during that big two-month stretch that saved their season, that while the starting pitching was great and the bullpen was passable, the offense to me was the constant, because you kind of expect the starting pitching to be great, and you at that point you expected the bullpen to be rough. But when the offense is clicking, it can sort of hide some of these problems, whether it be starting pitching depth, bullpen depth, whatever it is. I mean, that this offense can cover up a lot. And we've seen that the last few days where they've just sort of taken it upon themselves and created some really lopsided games.
You know, it's interesting. We were there for spring training, and everybody was buzzing and talking about how it was a different clubhouse. The vibe was just different. The guys were having fun. I mean, everybody was talking about it. And then they got off to the bad start, and then obviously it's hard to have the greatest clubhouse ever, although Davey maintained and Mike maintained that the guys never gave up on each other. They always were positive. But then we didn't really get to see it until they got hot, right? Can you attribute a lot of that to the acquisition of Parra, or was that already in place before?
I think I attribute some of it. Overall, it's the oldest team in baseball, and mixed in with a few young guys who bring energy like Juan Soto and Victor Robles. So I think that mix was really good from a chemistry perspective from the start. And I agree, being there every day, that the clubhouse did not lose each other. There never was finger pointing. There never was looking across the room and saying things. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a lot of opportunity to. I mean, like as you guys know, I mean, there's pretty dark days for this team. And I think Parra has something to do with it. He's brought a lot of energy. He's created a lot of like mini traditions within this team. It's been really fun. But at the same time, I think just from the start, the personnel mix was really conducive to having a tight knit group. One thing I will say is, like, we've talked a lot about chemistry. We've talked a lot about the starting pitching heating up, the team's experience. I mean, these guys got healthy. Like, there was a time this season where they had 5 to 6 starters were out.
Right.
And that's literally impossible to win. I mean, you don't build a team with a contingency plan for Juan Soto, Anthony Rendon, Ryan Zimmerman, Matt Adams, Trey Turner all being out. There's no plan for that.
Right.
And it's like to come at a team's depth or say, you know, they weren't ready or built the right way when those guys were out and you're losing, I mean, that's ridiculous. Not that anybody here is saying that, but I mean, I think when you talk about turnaround, health is first. I know it's the practical one and sort of the boring one maybe, but health's first. And then, yeah, I mean, the atmosphere in the clubhouse and guys like Parra, that certainly comes a close second. And we're still seeing the benefits now. But you're right. When they're winning, it's fun, and it's really easy to see.
Speaking of health, where does Ryan Zimmerman fit into the equation the next several weeks?
Yeah, so he's in Potomac right now, rehabbing still. I'd say what makes the most sense to me, and I haven't gotten any direct indication this is the case, is to hold him over till September 1. I mean, you're 12 days away from the roster expanding. That way you wouldn't have to make any critical decisions because the Nationals don't have any bench players right now that can be designated for assignment and not put on waivers. Like, you couldn't just cut Ezequiel Cabrera loose for 2 days and then be assured that he'd come right back. Another team could claim him, or Harper, or, you know, obviously Howie Kendrick you're not going to touch. But they don't have a lot of flexibility on their bench. What they could do if they really wanted him back, or if he, you know, is they could put a reliever like Tanner Rainey in the minors for like 2 days and bring him right back up. But I don't know if they're going to do that. I think it just makes the most sense to wait till roster expansion. You can bring everybody up at once. But in terms of role, I think Zim will get mixed in against lefties. Pretty much not a street platoon, but I think he will play sometimes. And I think he'll be a really good guy off the bench. I mean, we know he's come up in clutch situations in the past. It's a luxury for Dave Martinez to be able to bring Ryan Zimmerman off the bench in a big spot, I mean, you know, of all people. And I would imagine it's diminished roles, you know, scattered starts, and then just at-bats whenever Davey can. And we'll see how that goes.
Do we know for a fact that, I'm just assuming, that Hudson's going to be the guy in a closed situation here?
We don't. And I'd imagine it's matchup-based. I, putting on my manager tab, which nobody wants, would put Daniel Hudson back there just based on stuff I've seen from him since right. He was the Nats. He's been pretty nasty. But at the same time, like, I don't know. I've always thought that your best reliever should pitch at the most critical part of the last three innings. So if the meat of a team's order is up in a one-run game in the eighth, maybe Davey will fire his bullet and use Daniel Hudson. In a way that I've lobbied in the past, he should use Sean Doyle. Mm-hmm. And because I don't know if a closer in the ninth against the 79 hitters is better strategically than your best arm in the middle of the order in the eighth when you need to get the three hardest outs of the game. So maybe this sort of situation when he doesn't have a closer, it's more by committee, will allow him to actually be a little more, you know, finite in his matchups and a little bit more strategic in how he deploys his arms. I'm not sure that's the case. He might just pick a guy pregame and say, we're going to try and get the first 24 outs and then the last three are Hudson's or Strickland's or Rodney's. But I could see a case where you can sort of mix and match a bit better and use and go all matchup base, and that actually could be effective. I'm not sure if that's going to be how it's going, and it's also only 8 days here, but I would like to see that and sort of see how that shook out.
All right, Jesse, appreciate the time, and if you get a chance to try that Popeye's chicken sandwich,
let us know.
You can check in with us.
Yeah, I'll be back. I'll have 10 of them by the time we get back. I'll have the whole breakdown.
Very good.
Perfect. Now,
somebody,
thank you, brother. Appreciate it, pal.
Somebody tweeted us and said, I could go to one in Germantown. That's like 10 minutes, 15 minutes away. And that sounds
like.
Is
that too far? Is 10 minutes too far?
Well, you have to realize I have probably 10 restaurants that I can walk to.
Yeah, but this is a specific purpose.
And then I have another 10 to 15 that I can walk across the street to that's about a half mile away. So I have 25 probably places to eat within a mile of me.
He's not going to go.
But that's
hell.
But you've been to those places. You're trying to go try the new jam.
Yeah, but I got to go out of my way.
Yeah.
All right, I might do it. I might do it today.
I go out of my
lunch.
Way to get gas every day. It's a big pain in the ass. Ooh,
that's jam. Taking a one turn. Still in your hood.
No, it's a big pain in the ass. I would definitely go out of my way for food. In fact, I do it all the time. I go out to Virginia. I drive 10 miles to go get the silly poke bowl that I get sized for.
You love yourself some poke bowls.
I go past a billion restaurants, but I got a certain spot I'm sized for.
No poke bowl wars on Twitter today.
No.
Probably not. The poke bowls are good.
Poke bowls are popping up all over the place. Have you been paying attention? They're everywhere.
I can walk to
I
one.
I guess
right
I have a street.
Yeah. There's Pokey D.C. There's the poke place over there in the Congressional Plaza.
Right.
They're everywhere. They're popping up all over the place.
I understand that.
Yeah. You guys Joan on poke. Next week we'll be doing
a poke
breakdown.
There's a place right next to Nando's across from BGR and Chipotle that I can walk to.
Exactly. Because they're silly.
All right. Got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. Comedian Bert Kreischer joins us at 9 o'clock, and we'll give you a chance to win some NASCAR tickets coming up next here on The Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, every morning on the show at 7:45, give you a chance to win Nats tickets. And at 8:45, we give you a chance to win NASCAR tickets. Right now, 10th caller at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with some tickets to the Federated Auto Parts 400 at Richmond Raceway September 21st. You're also automatically qualified for your chance to win the grand prize, which includes upgraded tickets and a pace car ride-along. Tickets for the race on sale now at RichmondRaceway.com, courtesy of Richmond Raceway. Details at thefandc.com/contest. So again, 10th caller, 800-636-1067. We'll hook you with that. You know, we talked about the Redskins early in the show and the Trent Williams situation, which hasn't moved. We were trying to interpret what Jay Gruden's line about maybe, and he's texted and talked, meant, and his smirk on his face. There was also some talk about Darius Geis. How important do you think it is for Darius Geis to actually play in a preseason game?
I don't think it's that important. For running back, I don't think it's that important.
Here's what Jay said about it yesterday.
Darius, the green light is just for contact, right? He's good to practice?
Yeah.
Did he have the green light at the start of training camp? Has that changed at all?
He wasn't cleared for full contact, but he's okay to practice. You
know, okay.
And that probably be... He should be okay here pretty soon.
I'd like to see him get at least a couple series before week one rolls around. I mean, he does have to get 15 carries.
I just want to see it from a fantasy perspective.
I think for his...
That helps.
I think for his confidence perspective, he needs to have a few carries under his belt before week one. I mean, yeah, he shredded his knee in preseason last year.
It's always better. But I don't think it would diminish him. I don't know. I just want him to be healthy. I think it's really strange the way they're handling this, to be honest with you, because you know my experience with when my son was cleared, cleared to practice means you're cleared to practice. That's like, I don't know. And they're thumping and thudding and all. They're hitting a little bit.
Is there a possibility that they're being coy and they just don't want to show things in the preseason?
I think they're just trying to hold him back and they just don't want to. They just want him to. Every day he waits, it's better in terms of healing.
I'd just like to see him take a hit or two. I'm not
get the
talking
amount
about
of work that AP had. AP had what, four carries?
Yeah, give him
he
that.
He showed you enough.
Give him that workload. And then say, you know what? You got through this.
I think
now
so
it's week
too.
One. I need to see a little something.
I think
if I'm a Skins fan, I'd be worried about week one. All of a sudden, you're going to just give him 18 carries?
Oh, no. He's not going to get 18 carries for 8 weeks. I think the guy that's going to carry the load is AP. And they're going to bring him along slowly. That would be my guess. That'd be my guess. He's going to be the workhorse.
That's going to be the case.
Unless Geis breaks out.
I just want if I'm the Skins, I want my most explosive player, my best player, getting the most carries.
Of course.
And if that's Darius Geis,
yeah.
I'm sorry, Adrian Peterson, you're going to have a role, clearly, but you're not getting the 12 to 15 carries that I know that you're desperate for.
Geis was going to be the guy this year, and maybe it'll happen that way, but my thinking has kind of changed just based on him still not even being allowed to play in a game.
I think they're just being careful. They're not trying to rush him back.
Yeah, but I think you're probably right that AP is going to enter the season as the one. I thought Geis is going to be your starter. Geis is going to go for over 1,000 yards. Adrian Peterson's going to be, a 7-carry-a-game guy.
Even though guys are coming back from the ACLs better and quicker and faster and stronger than ever, it's still a process, and it's still going to take him. I think you're not going to see the best of Darius Geis. He stays healthy this year until next year.
And it might just
I think they're just bringing him along slowly.
It might be a development based on the last 2 years, is them having the most injuries, all this talk about the medical staff and the doctors.
I think they're being cautious.
Being ultra-conservative.
I think that's
what it
is.
And not even giving him a carry.
I think that's what it is. They're being uber-conservative
and crazy.
Cautious.
Terry McLaurin's had one snap in the preseason. You're hearing all
this
hype about
him. Well, now he's got something, though, right?
He had like a bruised tailbone.
Yeah, so he's got something. And Richardson, I don't even know what Richardson's got. But he's got something that's holding him back.
Here's what's holding him back. Skinny. Frail. That's what's holding him back.
That doesn't cause an injury to your groin or
he's got something. He's got something. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
It's something.
But I would just say this.
They say is minor.
I'm not overly. Look, he's been in camp all season, all whatever since June or July, whatever. He's been there, made all the workouts seemingly. Looks healthy, looks good, just hasn't been cleared for that final contact yet. It's not like he's out of shape. He should be in sync with everything. And I think, I think it's one of those positions where he can jump in and pretty quickly he'll be good to go.
I mean, just a couple weeks ago he was upset at anybody who dubbed him injury prone.
Yeah.
And so
he's got a big chip on his shoulder.
You thought that he'd be playing. I would guess in week one now, if I had to guess, Adrian Peterson's going to have more carries than Darius Geis. And I didn't expect that to be the case this season.
I think also there's a point of why wear him out in a year where you're likely to go 6-10.
That's a good point, too.
Yeah, so why wear his ass out? He's got a short shelf life anyway. He's coming off an ACL. Just nurse him along slowly, and then you really unveil him next year.
Yeah, you give the carriers the old workhorse.
A guy in year three.
Well, I mean,
his contracts will be up like, after
be
4 years.
Sometimes you have to be patient.
The fact is, he's going to be a better version of himself next year than this year.
You drafted a guy to use him.
I know, but he's not going to be the same guy. He's just not. And why give him the extra wear and tear when he's still coming back?
Hey, but you know what? If you're Jay Gruden, you don't have that mindset. You got the mindset for
I think that's
this
ridiculous.
Season.
You
got
to win now. I know.
He doesn't have that luxury.
I use up AP.
The Wizards.
Let AP take the beating.
All right, you're the Wizards, right? You're under the Wizards. You know that this year is going to be like a 30-win season. So you don't play Hachimura?
Hachimura's not coming off a season-ending injury.
Okay, but
there's a reason why they're not bringing John Wall back at the end of the year, even though they probably could.
Geis has had a year to recover. Got to play him at some point.
They're going to play him.
I would play him in the preseason like they played AP last week. So hopefully on Thursday, you get one good run. One good run out of him, you've seen enough.
You know how I think they're going to play him? They're going to play in a similar way. I mean, maybe the different ways of actually touching the football, but I see him playing, getting as many touches as Chris Thompson has. That's how I see them using him.
Ooh, like, I think he needs more touches than Thompson.
I see him getting the Chris Thompson
in the regular
touches
season
for the most part.
So he gets 4 to 6 touches.
Well, maybe a few more than that. But I think their workhorse is going to be AP, and they're going to sprinkle in Geis, unless Geis just comes out like gangbusters.
Well, Geis should be better than AP at this point.
I fully
agree. Adrian Peterson
agree.
Gave us flashes last year, but you're forgetting all the duds he had. He had a bunch
of
duds.
He had to grind his way to that 1,000 yards. Now, that's an accomplishment. I'll give him that.
Yes.
He did. I'm not saying he's the explosive AP of years past, but I'm also assuming that Geis is going to be rusty. And it's, you know, and he's not, the confidence in the leg is not going to be quite there. And the explosion is certainly not going to be there like it's going to be in 6 months.
Well, I'd hope that we see him on Thursday. I really do. We were all hoping we'd see him in week one of the preseason.
If you were expecting him to be a 20-carry-a-game guy, then you want to see him on Thursday.
It's really a damper on the Seis for Geis t-shirt production.
Right.
It's been shuttered.
Yeah, until he has a big week.
Right.
Yeah, we're not unveiling those. But if you're expecting him, like I am, to have maybe 6 to 8 touches a game, at least to start, there's no big deal about him missing a couple.
Six to eight. What is the point? He should be your premier running back this year. If you have any chance of doing anything this year, it's because you're going to run the football well, play good defense. Running the football well, to me, is Darius Geis is a notch above Adrian Peterson.
He should be. He should be. But
well, then why would you give him less carries?
Maybe
because he's still coming back.
Slow
he had infection. By the way, he didn't have the smoothest recovery ever. That's another reason why he hasn't been cleared. Because he's had a rocky recovery.
All right, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post is going to join us. He has a different approach to how you should approach your fantasy football draft.
I like it.
We'll talk to Neil Greenberg about that coming up at 9:40. But next, comedian Bert Kreischer here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.